All right, picture this. I walk into the grocery store for one thing, just one, a simple, innocent loaf of bread. 10 minutes later, I'm at the checkout with seaweed snacks, 3 different types of hummus, a scented candle that smells like ocean sunrise, and, this is the best part, absolutely no bread. This made me laugh and also question my entire personality.
Excuse me, what? How do you leave with a full basket and not the one thing you went for? Casper, don't start. You walked in like Mission Bread and walked out like I now own the ocean sunrise.
I'm not surprised. The moment you walk through those automatic doors, your brain just deletes the list and replaces it with, ooh, shiny. That's incorrect human programming, but here we are.
Okay, wait, what? You two are acting like the grocery store isn't basically a real-life side quest game. You go in for bread, you come out with 12 bonus items and minus 30 points of self-respect.
No, grocery stores are absolutely video games. You spawn in at the entrance, you've got a cart as your vehicle, and then you immediately fail the first quest because you forget to pick up a basket and just start juggling stuff like, I'm fine, I can hold 12 things with 2 hands.
Interesting, but wrong. Grocery stores are not video games. They are organized shelves and irrational humans running outdated software. The aisles are the tutorial you refuse to read.
All right, Casper, calm down. But listen, my biggest grocery fail was last week. I had a list. I was proud. I even put it in my notes app with little checkboxes like a responsible adult. I walk in, see the first display, and my brain goes, seasonal snacks. Side quest accepted.
Hold on. Let me laugh first. Seasonal snacks are the final boss. You're like, yeah, I needed cinnamon pumpkin almond clusters with sparkle dust. That's definitely a thing I use daily.
So there's this tower of limited edition cookies right at the entrance, glowing like it has its own theme music. I grab 2 boxes because what if I love them? Then suddenly, I'm taste-testing chips in my head, I'm sniffing candles, I'm comparing fancy jams I've never bought in my life, and my list is just a rumor.
Let me map this chaos like a flowchart. Step 1, enter store. Step 2, see shiny object. Step 3, impulsive grab. Step 4, repeat until arms are full. Step 5, stare blankly at the ceiling and whisper, why am I like this?
No, because the moment you're holding too much, you refuse to admit defeat. You won't go back for a cart. You're in the produce aisle balancing strawberries on a box of cookies on top of the candle, like some kind of grocery Jenga champion.
This is too funny to be real, because that's exactly what happened. I'm walking like a penguin, trying not to drop anything, and this worker walks by with a full cart like, we have these for free. And I just go, no way, I'm committed now.
I don't see the problem. That's just natural selection for groceries. Anything that survives the walk to the register deserves to be purchased.
Okay, but the best side quest is when you and a random stranger become accidental shopping buddies. You know, when you see someone in aisle 1, and then aisle 2, and then aisle 3, and by aisle 6, you're like, we're in a relationship now.
Yes, and you start doing that weird, polite choreography. You speed up a little so you don't look like you're following them. Then suddenly you both need pasta sauce at the same time, and it's like, wow, destiny!
Meanwhile, I'm over here treating it like traffic rules. I see the same person twice and go, all right, you take the left lane of the cereal aisle, I'll merge right at granola. Use your blinkers, thank you.
You ever get so awkward you fake an entire detour? Like, you don't even need anything from the cleaning aisle, but you're like, haha, totally here for sponges, just so you don't cross paths again.
Let's be honest, the cleaning aisle is just the witness protection program for shy people. You disappear behind paper towels until your accidental grocery soulmate is gone.
And then you still meet again, both of you frozen in front of the yogurt, pretending to read labels you've memorized since 2014.
Speaking of frozen, the frozen section is where time stops. You open that door, that cold air hits you, and suddenly you're having a full life crisis about which type of fries best represents you as a person.
Seriously? The frozen aisle is where I overthink the most. I'll stand there like, do I want waffle fries, curly fries, crinkle cut? What does my soul need right now? Meanwhile, the door is wide open and I'm causing climate change in aisle 9.
I'm that person behind you pretending not to judge, but absolutely judging. I'm silently ranking your internal crisis like, interesting, stuck between curly and waffle, classic identity confusion.
Nope. The worst pressure moment is picking a checkout line. That is the final boss battle. You scan all the lanes like you're reading stock charts. You're doing math in your head. Three people here, but one has a full cart. Two people there, but someone has coupons.
You pick a line with confidence, and the second you commit, chaos. The person in front of you pulls out a checkbook, in the year we are currently in.
Statistically, whichever line you choose will immediately become the slowest line in the building. It's a law of nature, like gravity or dropping your phone face down.
And you always see the line you didn't choose just fly in. Those people are living your dream. They're bagging, they're leaving, they're free. And you're still stuck behind someone arguing about a 5-cent discount on carrots.
All right, let's talk about the silent war. Basket people versus full cart people. As a chronic, I don't need a cart liar, I feel attacked by my own choices.
Basket people walk like they're just popping in, but 5 minutes later, they've got a basket so heavy, their arm is elongated by 3 inches. Evolution in real time.
Full cart people, though, they move like they own the road. Middle of the aisle, zero shame. Cart parked sideways, just reading every label like it's a novel.
Why are you like this? It becomes an obstacle course. I'm doing parkour with my little basket, trying not to run over anyone's heels, and there's always one cart just abandoned. No driver, no explanation.
That's level 3 of my official grocery store strategy guide.
Oh, we're getting a strategy guide? This is chaos, and I love it.
Yes, I have prepared a completely unnecessary, deeply unhelpful grocery store strategy guide. Section 1, cart parking etiquette. If you leave your cart in the middle of the aisle and walk away, that's ranked maximum menace.
funny menace feels correct. That's the final boss energy. You have to do that thing where you gently nudge their cart just enough to pass, but not enough to start a war.
Section 2. Sample table politics. If you take one sample and not politely, you are lawful neutral. If you circle back in a fake disguise like, "Oh, what's this? Never seen it before," you are chaotic snack goblin.
Not chocatic snack goblin. That's my official title now. I will absolutely loop the sample table like it's a buffet. I'll be like, "I'm just very curious about this cheese," again.
Okay, hear me out. The person who pretends they might buy it every time. So, how much is it again? Knowing they're never putting that in the cart. That's advanced goblin mode.
Section 3. Aisle blocking. If your cart is on one side and you're standing on the other, and you've formed a human barricade, you rank as mini-boss, aisle troll. You may not pass until you awkwardly say, "Oh, sorry, let me squeeze by."
I love how you've actually thought this through, like it's a research paper. In conclusion, humans cannot be trusted near the snack aisle.
That's correct.
All right, since we're giving out completely unhelpful advice, let's each give one fake pro shopping tip. Zero practicality, 100% chaos.
Done. Pro tip number one, always choose your cereal based solely on which mascot looks most responsible. If the cartoon animal looks like it pays taxes on time, that's your breakfast.
Follow-up analysis. If the mascot is wearing a cape, that cereal will not fill you up. That's just sugar and broken promises.
My pro tip, if you forget your list, simply walk around and grab anything that feels like something future you might thank you for. Then, when you get home and realize you bought three types of pickles, just say, "Past me had vision."
Excuse me? What? Nobody has ever needed three types of pickles. This is chaos. And yes, I also do this.
My pro tip is simple. If you're unsure about an item, put it in the cart. If by the end of the trip you still don't know why you grabbed it, you have unlocked a new personality trait.
That's dangerous. I'm going to walk out as person who owns six different gourmet mustards and no actual food.
Honestly, the most relatable part of all of this is when you finally get home, unload everything, sit down, and then your brain goes, "You forgot the only thing you went for."
You stare at the receipt like it personally betrayed you. How did we get hummus, scented candles, and four types of chips, but no bread?
All right, if you're listening to this and thinking, "Yep, that's literally me," just know you are not alone in the grocery store side quest struggle. We are all out here, lost in aisle 5, pretending we know what we're doing.
We want to hear your harmless grocery store chaos. The weird moments, the accidental cart buddies, the thing you forgot while buying 20 things you absolutely did not need.
Share your funniest grocery story on social media. Tag Laugh Vibes Daily. And if you've achieved chaotic snack goblin status, please mention that for research purposes.
Let's keep it fun today. Turn your next grocery run into a little comedy show just for you. notice the many side quests, laugh at the weird moments, and if you forget the one thing you went in for, hey, at least it's great podcast material.
Take a picture of your most "How did this happen?" grocery haul and tag us so we can laugh with you, not at you, mostly.
Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.